ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 3 दि स्टेटस क्वो चैप्टर 16 जय एंड विजय कर्स्ड बाय द सेजेस पार्ट 3 वर्सेस 26 थ्रू 37 Narayana's conflict resolution. Lord Narayan then replied, O Brahmanas, know that the punishment you inflicted on these two was originally ordained by me, and therefore they will fall to a birth in a demoniac family. But they will firmly be united with me in thought through mental concentration intensified by anger, and Jai and Vijay will once again return to my presence shortly. Lord Brahma then said to the demigods, After seeing the Lord of Vaikuntha, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in the self-illuminated Vaikuntha planet, the four sages left that transcendental abode. The four Kumaras circumambulated the Supreme Lord, offered their obeisances, and returned, extremely delighted at hearing of the divine opulences of the Vaishnava. Then Lord Narayana said to his attendants, Jai and Vijay, Depart from this place, but fear not. All glories unto you. Although I am capable of nullifying the Brahmana's curse, I would not do so. On the contrary, it has my approval. This departure from Vaikuntha was foretold by Lakshmi, the goddess of fortune, for she was very angry, because when she left my abode and then returned, you stopped her at the gate while I was sleeping. Then Lord Brahma said, The Lord then assured the two Vaikuntha inhabitants, Jai and Vijay, By practicing the mystic yoga system in anger, you will be cleansed of the sin of disobeying the Brahmanas, and within a very short time you will return to me. Lord Brahma continued, And so, after thus speaking at this seventh door of Vaikuntha, Lord Narayana returned to his abode, where there are many celestial airplanes and all surpassing wealth and splendor. But those two gatekeepers, the best of the demigods, their beauty and luster diminished by the curse of the Brahmanas, became morose and fell from Vaikuntha, the abode of the Supreme Lord. Then, as Jai and Vijay fell from the Lord's abode, a great roar of disappointment arose from all the demigods who were sitting in their splendid airplanes. O Devatas, those two principal doorkeepers of the Personality of Godhead have now entered the womb of Diti, the powerful semen of Kashyapa Muni having covered them. So it is the prowess of these twin asura demons that has disturbed you, demigods, for it has minimized your power. And there is no remedy within my power, however, for it is the Lord Himself who desires to do all of this. My dear demigod sons, Lord Narayan is the controller of the three modes of nature, and he is responsible for the creation, preservation, and dissolution of the universe. The Lord's wonderful creative power, Yogamaya, cannot be easily understood even by the masters of yoga. That most ancient person, the personality of Godhead, will alone come to our rescue. So, what purpose can we serve on his behalf by deliberating any further on this subject? Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala, Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa, Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara, Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara, Vande Krishna Nanda Kumara, Nanda Kumara Madana Gopala, Madana Gopala Mohana Rupa, Mohana Rupa Nanda Kumara, Govinda Hari Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari Govinda Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari, Govinda Hari Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari Govinda Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari, Govinda Hari Gopala Hari, Gopala Hari Govinda Hari, Jaya Jaya Deva Hari, Jaya Prabhu Dina Dayala Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Sakhi Nandana Gora Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Krishna Hari, Jaya Rama Hari, Jaya Sakhi Nandana Gora Hari, Jaya Satchinandana Gora Hari, Hari Haraye Namaha, Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana, Hari Haraye Namaha, Krishna Yadavaya Namaha, Gopala Govinda Rama Sri Madhusudana.
Janina. Hari Haraye Namah. Krishna Yadavaya Namah. Gopala Govinda Rama Shri Madhusudana. Hari Haraye Namah. Hari Haraye Namah. Hari Haraye Namah.
Guru Mukha Padma Vakya.
Lord Narayan stated that the punishment inflicted by the sages upon the doorkeepers Jai and Vijay was conceived by the Lord Himself. For without the Lord's sanction, nothing can happen. It is to be understood that there was a plan in the cursing of the Lord's devotees in Vaikuntha, and the Lord's plan is explained by many stalwart authorities. The Lord sometimes desires to fight. This fighting spirit also exists in the Supreme Lord. Otherwise, how could fighting be manifested at all? So because the Lord is the source of everything, anger and fighting are also inherent in Krishna's personality. When Krishna desires to fight with someone, Krishna has to find an enemy. But in the Vaikuntha world, there is no enemy because everyone is fully engaged in Krishna's service. Therefore, Krishna sometimes comes to this material world as an incarnation in order to manifest his fighting spirit. Thus, Jai and Vijay were selected by the Lord to fight with him in the material world. And that was the reason the four Kumaras came to see Narayana, and accidentally the doorkeepers were cursed. It was the Lord's desire to send Jai and Vijay to the material world, not perpetually, but for some time. Therefore, just as on a theatrical stage, someone takes the part of enemy to the proprietor of the stage, although the play is for a short time, and there is no permanent enmity between the servant and the proprietor. So in the same way, the Surajanas, the devotees, were cursed by the four sages to go to the Asurajana, or atheistic families. That a devotee should come into an atheistic family is surprising, but it is simply a show. And after finishing their mock fighting, both the devotee and the Lord are again associated in the spiritual planets. That is very explicitly explained in this section. The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha planet, for it is the eternal abode. But sometimes, as the Lord desires, devotees come into this material world as preachers or as atheists. In each case, we must understand that there is a plan of the Lord. The inhabitants of Vaikuntha never return to the material world, but this incident of Jai and Vijay was a different case. They came to the material world for some time. Then they returned to Vaikuntha. All the incidents which took place had the approval of the Lord. Ordinarily, There is no possibility that the four Kumara sages could be so angry with the doorkeepers, nor could the Supreme Lord neglect Jai and Vijay. Nor can one come back from Vaikuntha after once having taken birth there. Therefore, all these incidents were designed by the Lord Himself for the sake of His pastimes in the material world. Thus, Narayana plainly says here that it was done with His approval. Otherwise, it would have been impossible for inhabitants of Vaikuntha to come back to this material world simply because of a Brahmanical curse. At the end, the Lord has specially blessed the so-called culprits. All glories unto you. Thus, a devotee, once accepted by the Lord, can never fall down. That is the conclusion of this incident. The Supreme Personality of Godhead advised the two doorkeepers, Jai and Vijay, that by dint of bhakti yoga in anger, they would be delivered from the curses of the brahmanas. The great Acharya Srila Madhva Muni remarks in this connection that by practicing bhakti yoga, one can become free from all sinful reactions. Even a brahmachapa, or curse by a brahmana, which cannot be overcome by any other means, can be overcome by bhakti yoga. In these material planets, there are different grades of sinful activities, of which disrespecting a Brahmana or Vaishnava is the most sinful. So here it is clearly stated that one can overcome even that grave sin simply by thinking of Vishnu, not even favorably, but in anger. Thus, even if those who are not devotees always think of Vishnu, they become free from all sinful activities. Therefore, Krishna consciousness is the highest form of thought. And Lord Vishnu is thought of in this age of Kali by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. From the statements of Srimad Bhagavatam, it appears that if one thinks of Krishna even as an enemy, that particular qualification, thinking of Vishnu or Krishna, cleanses one of all sins. It is clear from this episode that all the incidents took place at the entrance of Vaikuntha Loka. In other words, the four sages were not actually within Vaikuntha Loka, but were at the seventh gate. It could be asked, how could the four Kumaras return to the material world if they entered Vaikuntha Loka? But factually, the four Kumaras did not enter, and therefore they returned. There are many similar incidents where great yogis and brahmanas, by dint of their yoga practice, have gone from this material world to Vaikuntha Loka. But they were not meant to stay there. They came back. So here is clear proof of how a living entity coming originally from Vaikuntha Loka is engaged in material elements. The living entity takes shelter within the semen of a father, which is then injected within the womb of a mother. And with the help of the mother's emulsified ovum, the living entity grows a particular type of body. In this connection, it is to be remembered that the mind of Kashyapa Muni was not in order when he conceived the two sons, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. Therefore, the semen Kashyapa discharged was simultaneously extremely powerful and mixed with the quality of anger. And so it is to be concluded that while conceiving a child, one's mind must be very sober and devotional. For this purpose, the Garbhadhana Sanskar is recommended in the Vedic scriptures. For if the mind of the father is not sober, then the semen discharged will not be very good. Thus, the living entity wrapped in the matter produced from the father and mother will be demoniac, like Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. The conditions of conception are to be carefully studied. This is a very great science. Although Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha, formerly Jai and Vijay, became asuras, the demigods of this material world could not control them. And therefore Lord Brahma said that neither he nor all the demigods could counteract the disturbance the two demons created. They came within the material world by the order of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he alone could counteract such disturbances. In other words, although Jai and Vijay assumed the bodies of asura demons, they remained more powerful than anyone else, thus proving that the Supreme Personality of Godhead desired to fight because the fighting spirit is also within him. God is the original in everything. But when Krishna desires to fight, Krishna must fight with a devotee. Therefore, by Krishna's desire only were Jai and Vijay cursed by the Kumaras. Lord Narayan ordered the two gatekeepers to go down to the material world in order to become his enemies so that Lord Narayana could fight with them, and his fighting desires would then be satisfied by the service of his personal devotees. Lord Brahma showed the demigods that the situation created by the darkness for which they were disturbed was the desire of the Supreme Lord. Brahma wanted to show that even though these two attendants were coming in the form of demons, they were very powerful, greater than the demigods, who could not control them. No one can surpass the acts of the Supreme Lord. The demigods also were advised not to try to counteract this incident because it was ordered by the Lord. Similarly, anyone who is ordered by the Lord to perform some action in this material world, especially preaching his glories, cannot be counteracted by anyone, for the will of the Lord is executed under all circumstances. When something is arranged by the Supreme Personality of Godhead, one should not be disturbed by it, even if it appears to be a reverse according to one's calculations. The Bhagavatam's conclusion is that a devotee is never disturbed by such reverses. The devotee accepts even reversed conditions as the grace of the Lord. And one who continues to serve the Lord, even in reverse conditions, is assured that he or she will go back to Godhead, back to the Vaikuntha planets. Finally, Lord Brahma assured the demigods that there was no use in talking about how the disturbing situation of the darkness was taking place, since the actual fact was that it was ordered by the Supreme Lord. Brahmaji knew this because Brahma is a great devotee, and it was possible for him to understand the plan of the Lord.
Recorded May 10, 2023 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.